Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us.
Hello?
Lil Tony, what's going on?
Jay, what's happening, man?
All right, Lil Tony. I don't know, Lady A, he's either on medication, sleep, see him at the children or something, so I'm sure she's going to come on at some point. So I had to get on this thing and hit these and start hitting these buttons and stuff. So, Lil Tony, you got Kimo's mic open, so let me not hold you up. You can get to getting, and as they come on, I'll let you know who it is.
Okay, and you got Meatball there? I'm looking for Meatball. We got an agenda for tonight.
Is Meatball 2850?
Now that I can't tell you.
Well, hold on. Just then got 15 buttons that everybody hit the one button at one time. So either all these Meatball or I don't know. But I can promise you that it lit up like a dawn. Meatball Mike got one of them multiple line phones.
Hey, Kimo, what's Meatball's last phone? You know
him? I'm looking right now.
But I ain't got, I'm working on this phone. You know, my flip phone don't let me have all these options.
$2,850.
I knew somebody kept opening their mic. Meatball, why every time I had Meatball, why when I was calling your name, I kept saying $2,850? You wouldn't say nothing.
Well, Jay, you ain't open. Well, he didn't say $2,850. You're on. You didn't say, go ahead, $2,850.
You know what? Jay, you're right.
Jay, man,
I did. You're right. But now let me let everybody know. Let me let everybody know that all the Grudge Inc. hosts will be having a professional class. We will start having that class next Monday. I have from the University of from Mercer University. In communications,
and she will be starting having private, and this is serious so that we know, because it was said to us that we have a whole lot of novice radio hosts. So she's going to educate us how to properly run a radio show, and the people at Mercer University have been listening in, and believe this now, they said that they love the way the way we take calls and different little things. They don't necessarily like all the cussing and all, but that's just what it is. So, Meatball, you're right. I didn't say 2850 your mic is open, because she told me that's what we're supposed to, you know. So you're right, Meatball. You must have already had the class. You know, I'm trying to pull that on them, Meatball. You already had the class, I tell you.
Yeah, I took the class last year.
Okay. Well, now listen, this is a good thing. So Meatball is gonna run the board, and Latona, I'm gonna get off your show, and I'm here, but you go ahead and get it.
Hold on, Jay. Hold on. Before you move, what you say? Meatball gonna run the Meatball. You got the board?
No, I ain't got no damn board.
Hold on. Somebody keep cutting Meatball's mic on. I cut Meatball's mic off twice, and it keep coming on. So somebody keep hitting the button. I'm thinking he hit it on his own.
Well, we got to figure that out, Tony. So
somebody cut Meatball's mic. He got a ghost mic.
Yeah, because when you gave me that crash course, I tried to relay it to him. He said, "Tone, we ain't going to never get that right, not us two together." So when you come out, I'm going to let me all run it. That's why I'm like, Jay, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We about to have major problems, because I was sitting here. I had text Lady A, and I had text you trying to figure out, you know, who's going to run it, because I've been sitting here trying, and Jay, I couldn't figure that out, what you told me to save my life. I said, oh, this is not good. And then that day, I don't see how, man, I took my hat off to anybody who worked that board and worked their show at the same time.
That's something serious. Well, now, let me let you know that you got about 10 calls waiting. Meatball's mic is open, Chemo's mic is open, and mine and yours. So you can go over there, and because your show's gonna fill up here in a minute. You got about 10 still waiting, huh?
Jay,
yes, sir.
The other day, man, we couldn't even get on the.
You couldn't get where?
Big Clock Show. You gotta get a little bit more space. I mean, more time, man. Some shit.
I got, but listen, check this out now. Tayo, go ahead. Tayo, open your mic up, Tayo. Tayo listening, and Tayo said he gonna help us run this board tonight. Tayo, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Jay.
Well, Tayo, listen, now you got the Detroit finest, Michigan's finest on there, and for running the board, they all looking at it. But they you know, it looked like a cartoon to them, so you're going to have to.
Hey, don't worry, Tony, baby. I got you, man. I got you.
Okay, we ready to roll then. I got my wing, man. I'm ready.
Well, all right. Just remember right now that you got 10 callers that's stacked and ready, but go ahead and get your agenda out the way first.
Okay. We were going to do a kind of like a meet and greet today. You know, a lot of people hear the different names of the race teams over here. And Meatball was talking to me about it. He said, you know, people hear names, but a lot of them really don't know who they are or how they evolved or, you know, what's what. So Meatball wants to interview the CEO of Never Scared. And, because Never Scared was a major factor in grudge racing, so you know we nominated him to be our special guest tonight. So
who is that?
You say what?
Who's your special guest on?
the CEO of Never Scared Racing.
Oh.
So Meatball, if you got your guess in queue, go ahead and do your thing. If not, get in touch with him so we could go ahead and start the show.
All right. His number should be whoever running the board is. His number should be 2526313.
Okay, I'm sorry. Tony, you there? Tony.
Yeah. Hello.
All right, Tony, I'm gonna go on the host board real quick. Do you want me to open up the mic real quick for you?
Yeah, could you please?
Okay. 313-7935. Your mic is live. Who's this?
What's up, fellas? It's Never Scared Tim, but I'm gonna sit back and let the CEO take the reins. Checking in, though. What's up, Tony? Chemo, Meatball.
What's going on, man?
Tim. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, man, I'm about to sit back. I've been shifting a little bit, so I'm going to enjoy the show. But if anybody get out of line, they will be put in place. Go ahead, Meatball.
Did you just give me the option to get out of line or to go ahead with the show?
Hey,
no, go ahead with the show. Go
ahead with the show, Froggy.
Wait, hold on. Somebody, we getting some background noise. Is that you, Meatball?
No, I don't have no kids like that.
That you, Chemo?
No, sir. I'm at home.
Only time you hear Chemo making noise, he in the drive-thru line.
It stopped.
All right, we good.
Meatball, what's Wayne's number?
It should be area code 313-2526.
Hell, you see that?
Yeah, hold on, we're getting it for you. 2526.
All right, he hadn't mentioned one button, but I'm going to go ahead and open his mic up now. What's his name?
Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Is this Wayne? Is this Wayne with White Trash?
That's right.
What's up, Wayne? What? The South is sure buzzing about Wayne. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's going on, Mr. J. Ball?
All right, sir. Listen, I just want you to know that the South is eagerly waiting on White Trash. I mean, that thing been buzzing since, you know, it was a rumor. Now it's about to come to fruition. Boy, we wait. We wait.
Well, we will be coming down there to clean up all the trailer parks in the South.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Latone.
All right. Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing, Tony? Governor of Michigan.
I'm good.
Meatball, Chemo.
What's up, Brian?
What's going on, Mr. Wayne? Ball said he wanted America to know who and what Never Scared is all about. So, everybody, we got the CEO of Never Scared Racing on the line, Big Wayne, a.k.a. Heavy Gang. Go ahead, Ball. Go on, do your thing.
All right, well, first off, Wayne, we're going to talk about a little bit about, you know, we don't want to know no personal business about you. You know, we just want to keep it all racing. Now, how long have you been into this race game, Mr. Wayne?
How long have I been into the race game? How long
have
I been racing?
Remember.
How long have I been into it?
How long have you been racing?
I think since about 95.
A lot of people out here don't know who you is. Man, where did the name Never Scared ever came from, man? You know, where you come up with that?
Because...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. One sec. Wayne, how long you been in racing? Because, you know, in life, we change roles. Some people go from car owners to drivers or drivers and back and forth. What kind of history you got with the sport itself?
Well, I can't tell you the exact year, but my brother had a 1979... silver anniversary Trans Am, full speed, with some nitrous on it. I think when he bought that car, it might have been a year old, maybe 2 years old, and ever since then, I've been hooked.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, I was one of them little kids, was always begging my big brother, let me go with him to the races, would never let me go. So, you know, when I got old enough, I bought my own shit, started taking myself to the street races. Shit.
Okay.
What did the name? What did the name Never Scared come from, man? What did that? What did you think of that?
Self-explanatory. We ain't never scared.
Okay.
I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Okay. Okay. Who's Never Scared looking for to engage with this year? You know what I mean? Not to offend nobody. Just throw some names out there. You know who y'all looking to knock off? What the steps can be, you know what I mean? How they got to sit.
Well, honestly, I'm just trying to sit like everybody else right now because, and I'm glad you asked that question, B-Ball, because me personally, I think this 28-inch tire shit versus 29-inch tire shit versus, you know, Willie Bonds and all that shit, I honestly think it's some bullshit, you know what I mean? But I like racing. In order to get more races, I'm trying to do what everybody else is doing. So I took it upon myself to try to sit like most of the guys in the South sit so I can go down on their ass. I don't like going down South and I got a 29-inch tire on and me and this guy car look exactly the same. He talking about, oh, I got a 28, you got a 29. Up North, we don't give a damn about all that. Let's get down. But I don't want to travel 1,000 miles just to hear some bullshit, so I'm going to sit like they sit.
And what is that one?
What was that?
And how is that, you say?
Stop suspension, 28, 10 and a half, no W, small block on nitrous.
And no willy bar.
No willy bar.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, so I want to ask you this, Wayne. So, with you living in the North, you know what I mean, and you know how we don't care about how people sit. So what is your system? When you race up North, do the same people got to sit just like you on 28s, no bars, or it just whatever?
No, when I'm up there, I really don't even give a fuck, you know what I mean? I'm one of them guys, if I like what I see, I'm going to try, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, ET is ET. I don't care how you look at it. You know, whether you run 520s with a big tire or you run 520s with a small tire, it's still 520s, am I right?
You're right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like the rest of everybody else. I just want to get action. So I got to do what I, you know, got to do to get action. You know what I mean? Most of the guys over in Chicago, they coming across Lake Michigan. And they ain't got no bars on their car, so, you know, I don't want no shit. I just want to race. But I also think they shouldn't hold it against the guys that do have Willy bars. You know what I mean? It's all about engaging, having fun. You know what I mean? Everybody too scared to take a loss nowadays. You know what I mean? Take chances. You know, just get out here. Race ET.
Well said.
Right. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yep.
What, so we're never scared going. We're never scared. I mean, when I say never scared, what's I know y'all trying to accomplish by winning a lot of races this year and all this and that, man. But man, what's the next plan for Never Scared, man? Besides the traveling and, you know, going down on somebody else.
I mean, shit, that is the plan.
Will we be seeing any new Never Scared cars coming out later on this year?
That depends, man. We got a little dilemma over here. We got my man Street King over there. You know, he don't know which side he's staying on right now. And don't get it twisted.
Uh-oh.
Don't get it twisted. That's why I had to say that. So you got Young Money and you got Never Scared, which is two separate racing teams. But we know each other very well. And so You know, I'm like, how B.A. said the other day, I'm like, Mario, my name is my name. So, you know, if you're going to be never scared, I take a loss with you. But if you're going to be somebody else, you got to take that loss on your own. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and I don't mean to take, you know, send the wrong message or nothing, you know, because I got much love for my man and them. But, you know, racing is a prideful thing. You know what I mean? So, when somebody take a loss under your name, you want to at least have some control or have some say or so in that loss or that win.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, you know, just people got to make up their minds and, you know, choose, you know, what you're going to be. You know what I mean? You can't be both. You know what I mean? It's like Chicago. You know, you don't hear, you know, a lot of them guys in Chicago, they get along very well, but you don't hear Set on Kill talking about they fade to black, or you don't hear Fade to Black talking about they Set on Kill. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You represent what you represent.
So you saying no straddle the fence. Either it's all or nothing at all.
Exactly.
So I'm asking you, I'm not trying to get nothing started, so you saying you don't feel that they all the way in the never scared camp?
I'm not going to say that, Kimo. I'm just saying, just be who you're going to be. You understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like I put a lot of work in, you know, to put this name out there. And, you know, I just don't want nobody fucking up what I'm trying to get started. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to build a brand for myself and, you know, just have a name in this game. You know what I mean? So, you know, we win together, we lose together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, it don't feed too much in it. You know what I mean? Because whenever Young Money is racing, I'm betting with him. I would never, ever bet against Young Money. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as y'all all know, it's a learning man's game. And you got to pay your dues. You cannot buy into this shit. You got to put in work and do what you got to do.
Right. Hey, like some of the people out here don't know. Like a couple years ago, I remember when I don't know if it was Never Scared was out then. A lot of people don't know out here that you, Wayne, with the Grey Goose, was trying to. And I'm not trying to bring up the past. We're trying to engage. And you was going to engage with Jimbo when you guys wasn't running together at the time.
Right,
a lot
right.
of people in the grub world don't even – and a lot of people don't even know that, that you guys was going to lock up and engage with each other. So, like you said, it's, you know, it's all – you know, you ain't trying to mess your name up and – you was going to engage with Jimbo, so it's nothing personal. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. But the thing was, it was never me and Jimbo going at each other. It was our surrounding team trying to get us, you know, Ron and Dougie was trying to get, you know, Jimbo, you know, to jump on my ass. Because they told Jimbo
so
had
that
the fastest.
With that being said, Wayne, so you basically to kick Dougie clean off your team. So, you know, he at one point he was your almost like one of your right hand man.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, if you talk to Dougie, that story might change five times, you know what I mean? You know, and I'm just being honest with y'all, you know what I mean? You know, at one time, Dougie said he quit. At one time, he said I fired him. At one time, he what else he said? It was a whole bunch of other bullshit.
Well, Wayne, it's all about if he took his medicine that day, huh?
One thing about Kimo,
hold on, we ain't gonna discuss nobody's medical record on the show.
Okay.
But I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It was like this time of year, you know what I mean? And
you know, Dougie had drove all my cars, you know what I mean? And I always said, you know, I've always paid my own way. You know, we had a lot of fun racing, and we had a lot of success racing on the streets of Detroit. But there was a time where this man told me that I had to pay him to work on my car. And, you know, I felt like, damn, you driving my car, you out here booking races, and you free to bet whatever I'm betting, and you steady asking me to buy all these designer parts and this old price, high-priced shit. You know, and these were my ideas. These were his ideas. And I'm not saying that his ideas weren't good, but I just didn't feel with our friendship, and we've been racing for like 10 years together, that he should start charging me. So it was best that we separate and move on.
So y'all separated like T-tops, huh?
Pretty much.
You know, with that being said, Dwayne, I mean, we do have a dilemma about, I mean, this is the same shit a couple of weeks ago, a person charged a motherfucker 10%. That want to bet in their thing.
Kilo, that was the first time I ever heard that in my life. And I'm still on the fence with that one. I can't say if I agree. You know, it sounds good, you know, when you the guy got the car, you know, and you're going to get 10% of what everybody bet on you. But at the same time, man, you know, the game is changing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And which way it's going to go, I don't know. But,
so you feel it's wrong to do that?
Kimo, when you spend all this type of money on your car and this guy that ain't got $1 invested in your car get to walk in and put in a $1,000 bet with your pot, win $1,000, and just walk away, that just don't sit too well with me. You know what I mean? I wouldn't require it, but it'd be nice if a guy would just throw you something on his own without having you have to ask that or make that a step. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this was asking because by me being a car owner, and I was thinking, you know, that's not a bad thing to do, seeing that my car needs ice, gas, and seeing that we're running down south almost every other month to race, you know, you need a little traveling money and slicks.
Yeah.
And me and you both know what
it takes to get down to Lena from Michigan, Kimo. What, a good $1,000?
Yeah. it's going to be at least a good $500 to $800.
Yeah. Then, you know, you get there, you got hotel fare, then you still got to buy gas, nitrous, or ice, you know what I mean? It just costs.
Well, see, you know what? And see, I'm all for it. And my thing is this, like, Wayne, you hit it on the head that anybody that's around you on a regular basis, when I say you, I mean a person, you know, who owns a car and, like you say, transport his car and whatever the race, anybody that's around, or anybody that's got any clue about racing, know the kind of money it takes to race. So a person... Like you say, you would that if I come over and, you know, you got a, say, a $10,000 pot, I ask you, hey, man, can I get in? Now, not saying that you don't have your whole pot, but if I ask you, can I get in, and you say, well, you know, what you want to put in, I ask you, man, can I get $2,000 on it? I put up $2,000. It should be nothing for me to throw you $200 out of my winnings. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You should get out of respect. That here you go, man. I appreciate it because I wouldn't have got this $1,800 if it wasn't for you. This additional $1,800 if it wasn't for you. Here you go. Here $200. But like I say, you got some people that's inconsiderate, and you know when you try to explain to them, you cannot make more off of mine than what I make, and you don't have a dime invested.
Hello.
Some people have comprehension problems and they can't understand that. But when I explain to them, if I built the car. I bought the truck, I bought the trailer and whatnot, and You know, me personally, I'm not a mechanic, so I have to, you know, hire people to do all types of things for me. So when I show up to the drag strip, I'm already way in the red. So if you walk up a Johnny Thumb lately and I put up $1,000 and you put up $1,000, when we get our returns, you made $1,000. I haven't made anything until I done recouped what I got invested. So when I try to explain to guys, you cannot make more than what I make off of mine.
Exactly.
Now, 10% is nothing to ask. Like I say, if I win $1,000, I mean, prime example, I drive Sumo's car. Every time I've never put money in the pot, when I get my return, first thing I do is peel Chemo off some money. He always try to deny it, but always insists he take it. And my reason for giving it to him, I say, Chemo, look what you got invested here, man. Look what you got spent. I can't make what you make. And he go ahead and take it. But, I mean, so everybody ain't going to do like me and you would do, and just out of respect, well, man, you know, dude, let me in the pot. Because, you know, I mean, you could tell a guy, no, man, you got to get that on the side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because letting a guy get in your pot, that's taking food out your mouth. If I tell, if it's a $5,000 pot and you ask me, can you put in $2,000? Now, that's $2,000 that I could have made for myself. But if I let you get it, now I'm only standing, if I win, to get $200. I done took $1,800 out of my mouth, technically.
That's right.
And I could have told you, no, you're going to have to get that on the side. Now, yeah. I feel different about it if the pot come up and I can't reach it, and I come to you and ask you, hey, man, you want to ride with me? You know, I need some help with this. Okay, well, then, you know, that's different. But if you come to me and want to get in my pot, it's a tenth, you know, if a person come up and want to bet on that bumblebee, it's a 10% surcharge, period.
Yeah. Hey, look, and Tony, even if you ask him and he win, he still should be courteous enough to throw you something.
Right.
Even though it's not required under those situations, as you say. You know what I mean?
Right. Just out of respect, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You can, like I say, look how far, you know what, when I made a comment one time, you know, I had individuals want to bet, you know, in the pot. So I told them, yeah, and let them know there's a 10% charge. I say, not off of what you're betting, but 10% of your winnings. I ain't playing Uncle Sam, but I'm saying, you know, whatever you win off me, you know, it requires 10%. I was told, well, what if I lose, what I get? I told them, shit, I'm already losing. If you lose, you lost $1,000. If I lose, I lost whatever it is I bet. Plus, I'm already down truck, trailer, motor, trans, and everything. You could never lose what I've lost. So,
right.
You know, I ain't never got in nobody's pot and didn't offer them something when we won. And when we lost, it was what it was.
Hey, man, I got a guy over here won't even talk to me no more because I agree with what Tony said. So big, this motherfucker won't even talk to me.
You know what, Chemo? Without even asking you who that is, let me ask you this. Does that individual have a car?
No, he don't.
Okay, case closed. That's why he can't relate to it. That's one of them leases that me and Wayne talking about right there. They wanna tramp jump. And, you know, get some money here, get some money there. But, man, it's more to it than that, you know. Like
right,
you say,
right.
I've seen the type of pots that Never Scared has ran for. I've never seen Never Scared have a problem raising one of their bets. So if a guy just walked up and asked, hey, can I get in that? Never Scared is being courteous to that guy and telling him, yeah, you can get in.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, how does Never Scared extend courtesy to this individual and he not extend it back? That's disrespectful,
exactly.
Man.
And another thing, Tony, how can you even put a price on the time that we take away from our families to go out here testing to get these cards? You can never get that time back.
I was saying that with, you know, now Nappy, I would never charge him to get in the pot because, to be honest, every damn near every button, nut and bolt that's turned on that goddamn car, that man do. So
right.
I was telling Nappy, like, shit, man, I wouldn't charge you no shit like that, because without you, this, we're not finna run. Without Tony, I can't race nobody. So,
right, right.
Like I told him, man, this guy that's mad at me ain't putting their time in. Matter of fact, whatever he do for you, he charge you.
Right.
So, and you know what? See, that's the same thing Wayne was saying about the Dougie situation. If we on a team together, why do I have to pay you? I mean, you know, we're on a team. So, you know,
right.
what am I paying you for? You know, everybody do their part. Wayne
right.
handled the financial responsibilities. Dougie handled the mechanical responsibilities. Okay, we're a team. We work together. So I feel right. Yeah, he shouldn't have to be paid. But like you say, now, Kimo, on your situation, correct. Nappy is your mechanic. Yeah. I mean, at times you may throw him something, but it shouldn't be required because he's on the team. Because when you win, every time we never won, when I get mine, I hand it to you. You take what I gave you and you put something with it and you hand it to Nappy. That's what I'm seeing every time. So, yeah, I mean, you know, now what if this was a week that he didn't work on the car? You know what I'm saying? And we go out and we run for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever the case may be. You get two or three, I get one or two. You know, I throw you mine, you put yours with it, and you give it to him. Now, this was a free week, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, yours all come out in the wash. But those that, like you say, just want to walk up and, hey, man, let me. Man, it's been times, and Kimo, I'm sure you remember this, that we done went to race your car, and you get people standing around, they want to put the whole pot up. I tell them, how y'all going to bet more than the owner bet? Now, if he allows you to bet that, then that's okay. Man, this man got to get his first.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not street racing no more, y'all. Y'all know this. You know what I mean? Things and chains, you know?
Yeah.
To run down out of town, to run down to Macon, to run down to Bradenton, it costs money.
Go to
Hey, Wayne. Go ahead, B-boy.
There's a lot of background noise. So what this is saying, this year in 2013, who was the big fish you're trying to get? You know, on top.
To be honest with you,
no, in the dishwash. Open the dishwash.
Who is that? Who washing dishes? He's so giving out orders, ain't he? my kids wash their dishes by hand. But go ahead, Meatball.
Who is the big fish you're trying to fry this year in 2013, and I mean, everybody's gunning for somebody. Everybody's trying to make, you know what I mean, to show that they're the baddest out here, you know what I mean? I think I'm the baddest out here, and I got a 2012 Focus. But who you think, who you would like to shut up, you know what I mean?
To be honest with you, as far as my own backyard, as far as small block nitrous cars, I feel like me and Jimbo did that last year.
Okay.
There is not one small block nitrous car in the state of Michigan that we fear. Not a one.
Wait a minute. I don't want to start nothing, but my host and my governor and my homie, well, I'll leave that all that alone. I'm all right. But who would you like to knock off, Wayne?
I would have to say, I've been waiting on Johnny Quick for how long?
Wow.
I've been waiting on this guy since I hit that black Mustang. I painted that car blue. I sold that car. I done got the Grey Goose, raced that car. Now I got white trash, and I'm still waiting on that man.
Wow.
So, you know, I can only wait for so long. You got to move on, you know what I mean? So, you know, the man been having problems, so, you know, I ain't going to pick on him, call him out, or none of that. But, you know, when he get ready, you know, he got in bed with some of my old people. So, you know, we see how that works out for him. But, you know, I have no problem knocking his dick in the dirt. And you know me, ball, ride or die, whenever y'all ready, you know how we do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is with you. You know what I mean? This is interviewing Wayne, so I'm not gonna say nothing. You
heard.
It's your stage.
In my own backyard, I think the race of the year will be whatever car I bring to the table versus Sub Zero. That's the race that needs to happen. Timo know it. I know it. It's time for it to happen. Wouldn't you agree, Timo?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want it to happen in our own backyard. I don't even want it to happen down south in Chicago. I want it to happen right here in the state of Michigan.
Okay, well, that's what we'll make sure we make that happen here. I wanted to know. No. Okay. If we can.
Nope. Me in Michigan. Little Tony in the race.
Say, Tony do have a show, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sure a lot of people drive out to that.
Yeah, that will be at a Grudge Inc. race. I have no problem with that. In Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say I really like Never Scared's attitude toward the racing game. It feels like sounds like a really nice guy.
and look, Meatball, I'm not prejudiced against no Jerry Curls. Or S Curls.
Wait a minute. Hey, Tony, how the hell did Sonic get to just come on the show that he ain't got a way to just come in and interrupt your shit?
Hey, Timo, that man just did a home invasion.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, man, I'm all right. I'm sitting back listening, man. They had opened my mic a while ago. I've been sitting back listening, man.
Yeah.
I do like Never Scared style. I mean, that's the way he's supposed to be, man. He's supposed to be ready. They always seem like they're ready, willing to go down on somebody else. That's how it is. I mean, you know, they got the right attitude.
Right. You know, because everybody got to remember, man, this ain't nothing but street racing at the track, man. That's all it is. You know? Don't be scared to get, you know, take an L and be on YouTube and take a loss, man. It's just racing,
that's
man.
It.
You know what I mean?
That's it. If you ain't losing, you ain't racing.
Exactly.
Stunner, I got a question for you. I see, man, they drug something over here on Motown Muscle. Boy,
uh-huh.
You got a hell of a list to conquer this year.
Yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan.
You're a busy man. I'm going to ask something. Do you have a VP sponsor?
No, I don't have no sponsor. I'm the sponsor of me. The sponsor of
Stunner. I'm just saying, man, because all them names you got on that list, you will be somebody to help you with that drag race. Yeah, that racing field. Hey,
yeah.
What's on?
Yes, sir.
What's on?
Yes, sir.
Can you open up a mic for me real quick? Area code is 585. 586-6455.
Oh, shit.
I'm not working the board. Payo, can you open that for us?
Yeah, I'm looking for, what was the number again?
586 area code 6455. All right, we get that mic open. And we got one more. Area code 706. Last four numbers is 9513. If you see either one of those.
maybe some guys come in and ask Wayne some good questions about the Never Scared.
I'm looking for. Did they hit their one button? I've hit their one button because you got a ton of callers on here, babe.
706-9513. Hit your one button.
Tony, that ain't that retired man, is it?
You know what? I got a text. I don't know.
I just hope that ain't that retired.
The last numbers is 1688.
Hold on, man. Hey, Wayne, you still on?
I got him. Here he comes, Tony. Hey, Tony, here he comes, babe. Let's go. 706-1688. Your mic is live.
Hey, what's up, KO, Tone, Kimo, Meatball, Big Wayne, this dog, man. How y'all doing tonight, man? And DJ Stark, what's up? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, what's going on, dog?
Hey, man, y'all got a pretty good little discussion going on there. Y'all got Meatball on the goddamn it. Y'all got never scared there. He's studying there. Tell him, don't be scared to tell on a motherfucker if he want to tell on him. But this is what I want to put some, I want to give y'all some information on them damn pots of that 10% where that shit come from in that 20%. This is how it used to be. The guys like, Keyshawn and all them guys up there from Jersey and all that, they used to didn't race but maybe twice a year. And so, they used to run for at least, back then, 40, 50, 100,000. And so, they used to get everybody together, and anybody wanted to get in the pot, they automatically, when they came down, they already know that you was either going to pay 10% or 20%, whatever you do, if you couldn't get out, because the pot was so big. So that's where that 10%, 20% shit come from.
Okay.
Just want to tell y'all that when y'all discussed it, because both of y'all had some good goddamn points. But I agree with old doggone Wayne. I'm never scared, saying if a motherfucker drives my motherfucking car and I'm putting all the money into it, and you talking about pay you to work on it, well, fuck you.
Exactly. And dog, what I want you to understand, and I'm not trying to be negative on the situation.
No,
hello.
I didn't say you're being negative. You just telling the truth. He got to give something to the goddamn game. When the motherfucker blow up and you got to spend and get that motor fixed, then goddamn it, be paying for that.
Right. And the same guy, and we still talk, but he ain't been drag racing since. So,
DJ Grant said, shit, all that money he's spending on his own. I mean, if somebody come there and he get a raise up for a couple $1,000 or something, and then they can just come in there and take $500 of it. Man, fuck that. Y'all got some good discussion, but I just want to give you some background on where it came from. Maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
Yeah. So what? And I want everybody to understand that he was, once I put my money in, that driver is the option to bet the rest of the pot. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I was telling you, if a joke get in your pocket because you didn't have enough or something like that, if he win, he should give you something. If you lose, I mean, just like you said, you putting up your whole car and everything. What if you go out there and crash your car? He ain't finna come on there and give you nothing on that.
That's right. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, this Meatball. There's another question I wanted to ask you. I didn't mean to cut you off, Willie Dog. Are we going to see Grey Goose in 2013? Is it still going to be, out here?
I would have to say yes, because I was going to sell the car, had a few offers on it, and there's just something about that car, man, I just... It's part of the family now, you know what I mean? Yes, you will. And the first person that's going to get a taste of is G-Shot.
Oh, shit. Hey, look here, Never Scared. You coming out here for this Mississippi Massacre coming up?
We will be in the house.
With the car?
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody's going to tattoo your ass, trust me, before you get the hell back up there.
Hey, look, that's all I can ask for, what I'm saying? But they might fuck around and get a stamp cap on their ass.
Trust me, your ass will be tattooed before you get back up to goddamn Michigan.
That's right. Hey, man, you and Biz is like, what they call them, Siamese twins?
Nah. Hey, look here. One thing, I don't know about y'all, but me and my buddy, we can bring two cars to the track, and we can pull each other to the track. If ain't shit going on, we gonna bust each other goddamn head.
Well, I don't think we want to have that problem, dog. But you know what I mean. So We will be in the house February 9th to the 12th. Lena to Fatu. I'm looking forward to meeting all y'all. Dog, I done met you before. You just didn't know you met me.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to letting you know who I really am. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll right be honest with you, man. I want to see goddamn it, Lil Tony. I want to see goddamn it, DJ Grant. I want to see them two motherfuckers raise somebody, goddamn it. Because I don't want DJ Grant to say he raising nobody until he raised. I think he be bad looking his damn self.
Man. You want to see both of them cars race somebody and everybody make the trip?
I just want to see a motherfucker line up in a grudge run. I mean, you know, not making the trip is part of racing. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. But if you make the trip, that just make it that much better.
Right, right. Well, I heard DJ Grant's problem is all that damn Jericho juice be slipping off and getting on the gas pedal, and that's why he be in and out the gas all the time, damn time.
Call it what you will. I'm gonna get them to drop the Jerry Curls. I'm gonna have that problem this year.
Hold up, hey DJ, I thought you told me that was your natural hair, man. You mean tell you got Jerry Curls juice, man?
Nah, I'm just going with the flow, man. It's natural, man. I wouldn't lie to you.
So let your soul.
I tell you what, boy. I'm gonna turn to a scissor this goddamn down in Mississippi. I'm gonna have my camera. I'm gonna be filming these motherfuckers with these Kool Aid faces because I can't wait to see Chemo get his ass knocked off too. Because that goddamn Chemo talk more shit than anybody.
Right.
Now don't fuck around catch me in the winter circle, dog.
Hey Chemo, to be honest with you, I don't mind. So that way, if you talking shit losing, you know, goddamn well, if you win, the motherfucker might have to leave Mississippi early.
Oh, they gonna have to do that, dog.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. Yeah, I got some more callers. You want me to open up some mics, babe?
Yeah, I'll bring some in for me, please.
Yo, dog.
Okay.
Yes,
dog.
Sir. Yes, sir.
This Wayne.
Yeah, what's
this
up,
Wayne?
Good.
Hey, do anybody in the South run on all balls, man?
Yeah, we got a couple around there, but then they ain't gonna be in Mississippi. They got a couple out there run on that, but you know they ain't gonna be in Mississippi though.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, hey, Wayne, we got number one Slouch just stepped in. Slouch, what's going on, man? Slouch, you with us?
Man, Slouch got to unmute his phone. Anyway, hey Teo, you coming down, Teo?
What's up, Chemo? Tony. Wayne, dog, what's going on? Big Fred checking in. What's happening?
All right,
man.
What up, Big Fred?
Man, hey, trying to get ready for this trip, brother. Trying to get ready for the trip, man, you know. Trying to put all the ducks in a row so we can have a good time down there, you know what I'm saying? I got my people down there. They want to come out to the track and fellowship. They want to throw a little party. So I told them I had to check with the fellas and see what's going on, where we going to be at what given time, you know. That Saturday afternoon, I know we're going to be in Lena, and they live in between Lena and Hattiesburg. So I told them, you know, we'll try to make their little event, too, you know, after the festivities at Lena. And make it happen.
They giving a race down there, Fred, your people?
Well, no, they're going to come to the Lena race, but I'm saying they want to have a little get-together after the track. You know, I thought a lot of guys are going to be staying in Lena going to Hattiesburg that Sunday. So they were saying, well, they want to they got a hall. They may want to give a little party for the race that's coming down, you know, for the race that Saturday night.
Hey, Big Fred, that hall got a big old parking lot with us.
Man, this motherfucker this fucking hall has about 5 acres on it. You know, it's big. It's big. So it's
the only problem I got, you know, you got the guys, they be pulling their trailers up.
Will it be a secure parking lot for it?
Yes, yeah, it's secure. That's why I was asking my cousin. He said there won't be no problem about security. You know, everything will be tight. You know, like I said, they give a lot of stuff down there. They're close to the, I don't know if you guys heard of the junk. The Junkyard Dragway down there, it's in Canton, Mississippi. And
I told him, I'd kick with the fellas and see what's happening, you know. We might can make it happen. If not, you know, no problem, like they said. They said they're going to get with Big Clark and our gadget. I think one of my cousins, he know them personally, so he said they'll see, get with him and try to put something together. But, yeah, it's sparking, man. They got a pastor, shit. Those who don't know what a pastor is, that's where they keep the livestock, the cattle and horses and shit. So there's plenty of room to turn around and park.
Well, shit, he won't be right at home, man. He looks just like a fucking big-ass horse.
Don't worry about it, man. Dog, I'm bringing some Aqua 4 down there for me. If you didn't know what that is, I'm flipped. I'm gonna give you a whole case of it. Don't ever get your nasty ass on TV with them crusty ass feet no more.
Look here, man. If I can get a woman with them ugly ass feet, you think I'm worried about anything else, man?
just groom yourself, dog. Don't get on.
I ain't gotta groom myself. I'm at the racetrack for me. I ain't trying to look pretty for nobody. If you got a dollar in your pocket, I can buy me a woman if I want a woman. I don't have to goddamn dress up for no motherfucking woman.
Kimo.
Yeah.
That's why I call him and Biz the twins. Not from the head up, but from the feet up.
No. Biz had his feet manicured now. Biz got a little girl. He got a little girl in him now. He had his feet manicured.
I beg to differ, but compared to yours, you might consider that manicured.
So you know what? Hey, look at man. They didn't tell y'all that was that guy doggone white powder on there. That wasn't no damn all the way goddamn ash on my damn ugly ass toes. But anyway, hey, Dale, is Dale coming out of California, man?
He said.
He on the phone? He running the boat, eh?
Yeah.
Talk
to me.
What's up, man? Can we get back to, you know,
to the question?
Anything else you got to ask me? You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, I don't want to top the whole show, you know what I mean? Cause I know they want to get the talking and all that.
I know. If anybody else got anything to ask, Big Wayne out of Never Scared, you know, please ask him, man. But
I know who Big Wayne is from Never Scared. He think I forgot who he was. No, but man, he, like I said, man,
you don't know who I am.
Yeah, they will raise though. They will raise. I like that. I want to see them get their ass knocked out. See, I like everybody that brag a lot. They got their chest out. I like to see that chest get knocked in.
Okay. I got a question for Wayne. Who is that? Is Wayne ready for Lena, Mississippi? Is that Twinkle Toes? Twinkle Toes? Is he ready? That's all I want to know. Is he ready for this, what you want to call it, Wayne? I'm going to let you name it. Are you ready?
That sounds like Ben's old rusty foot ass.
Yeah, that's him.
Who left the door open?
Yeah. I let my damn self in. That's how you like that.
Hey, I left a memo up front. Do not let this man
hold on now. Wayne ain't backing up. I ain't heard him say nothing.
Beep. Yeah.
First of all, I walk slow when you're around my trailer. And walk off.
I'm not gonna come by your trailer. All you gotta do is send a smoke signal, and I'm gonna have that flying for wine. Pull the car to the front. Hey, let me say this out. This ain't to you, Wayne. This to that faggot butt naked. If I had a new motor, I'd tell the world I put a new motor in my car. But I got the same small block with an F2 that made you break your $2 dry shaft down there and make it. So
spit it out.
I got the same crank. I got the same pistons. I got the same rods and the
what
same block.
I still got the same motor,
man. The same trick flow out of the box from Jared's head that you jokers came with. No trick work, straight from Jared. $17.99, man.
$17.99.
I'm glad you said that, Biz, because I wanted you to know that was the race I locked in with you.
Right.
I wanted to race Little Junior.
Exactly.
I said when it raced Jumbo.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And that's what I was gonna ask you. And that's, you just answered it for me. No problem.
Yeah, man. I'll do. Now I'm gonna say this. I got a little twist. But I got that same motor, same supercharger, but I got a little twist. But on the same 28 snow wheelie bar, stock suspension.
Huh?
Huh?
Say it again?
I said I got a little twist, but I got the same car, same motor, same 28 inch tire snow wheelie bar.
Right. And?
Oh, you'll see it when you see it.
Okay, well, down on your ass I go.
I'm an athletic cowboy. All you got to do is touch Jesus. Get the pot up there. Get it up there.
Hey, act like you know who you're talking to, boy.
If he is raising chemo, I got my same $100 bet on the gap. I bet he gapped your ass, chemo.
Hold on. He just don't take a bath. This ain't Kimo talking. This Wayne, dog.
No, Wayne.
Come on,
Wayne,
I'm talking about my bet with Kimo. I didn't let Kimo know I got that bet. Every time him and Ben raised, I'm going to bet he's going to get gapped.
Okay. You got yourself a bet as soon as we bet, man. As soon as we race, you got yourself a bet. That's already covered. Hey, Kimo. Yes, sir. I'm going to make sure I give you some money, too, because I like that bet, too.
Hold on a minute, y'all got Wayne, Biz just talked to Wayne, and Wayne ain't even answered him back, man. Then Wayne done got scared.
Wait, he didn't say nothing?
I'm down on
his ass, I go.
He was talking to Butt Naked, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm gonna knock Biz's dick in the dirt. You don't worry about that.
Oh, you got a point there, though. Hey, I'm gonna show y'all right now. Butt Naked, my boy, just like DJ Grant said, he his boy. But Buck Naked full of shit, because you heard Buck Naked talking about some, if it ain't cold, Buck Naked, it's going to be cold, goddammit, and you done already locked in, so how the hell you talking about you ain't going to race if it's cold?
Hold on. Hey, Biz, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Biz, now Wayne say he locked in to run you exactly like your car was when you last ran Jimbo. I mean.
No. No.
Go back and listen to it.
What you mean exactly right? My car didn't look exactly like you were when you were a Jimbo.
F2.
Yeah.
Small block.
Yep.
Pass that, I don't care.
You said who? Oh.
Pass that, I don't care, Biz.
Yeah. That's what it is.
This is a question for DJ Grant.
Let me make sure we don't have no misunderstanding when we get to Mississippi. I got the same black blue Lil Junior. Still got a 351, the same 351 small block Ford with an F2 on it. With a 28-inch tie, stock suspension, no wheelie bar.
Right.
Hey, Biz, you going to have your regular driver with you this time, Biz?
The same driver I had in Macon.
So, Biz, your only power item will be that single.
Somebody got a baby crying in the background. I can't hear you, Tom.
Yeah, please mute that, Mike. That's so disrespectful.
Will be a single F2. Yeah.
You know,
we're gonna have an F2 with pro charges on it. That's what I'm saying.
Say that again.
The man saying you gotta have F2. I'm saying your only power added would be a single F2, or can you come with double F2? Because he's saying F2.
Oh no. Single F2. Single F2. A small block I'm gonna be honest with you, Paul. A small block can't support two F2s on a small block. They couldn't do it.
I don't know. I'm just clear. Only power added is single F2.
I got an F2.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna add some nitrous on it.
When I get that one, he's going to think you got to F nothing.
Excuse me? What'd you say, Wayne?
You're going to think you got to F nothing when I'm done with you.
That's fine. That's fine. Don't let that Hawaii jump your boy again. Hey,
don't worry.
Hey, don't let that Hawaii jump your boy again.
Hey, look. Let me tell you something, man. We raced. We lost. You won. My hat's off to you. Good race. The rematch will be next month. Nothing more
exactly.
to be said.
Exactly. If you jump him again, I'm going to put him in the same position Doug in.
Hey, look.
Hey, that's good. I just said it, but I had to say it. I take that back, Doug, you my man. I take that back, Jimbo, but I had to tell Wayne that. Go ahead.
It's all good. I look forward to seeing you on this trip, man.
Yes, sir. You're being Wayne, Lil Tony. You're dead. Who else I got? Oh, Leon, he was dead when he opened his mouth. I locked in with some guy out of North Carolina named Mousy. So,
okay.
Whatever that is.
Okay, now I got a question for Dog and DJ Grant. Because I don't know butt naked from a nail on the wall. But it's just something ain't right about that guy, man. And is it just me, man? Because I hear this guy talk, man, and he flip-flop. And one minute he got 28s, and Witt told me he got 29s, and he want to put 29s. And it seems like everything somebody else say on the air, he follows what they say instead of just being his own person and doing what he want to do, man.
Put it in a nutshell, some people just got more knowledge about this game than others. That's all I can say. Just like
okay.
you got
okay.
Biz and
well,
Lil Tony.
I
don't know about Kimo, but I know Biz and Lil Tony. They know all the tricks and trades of this shit. So he don't know all the tricks and trades of it. So when you start talking to him, it's easy to confuse him.
Okay. You know. I seen that car, and I know he got a motor up under there, but when I hear him talk, man, everything don't add up.
If he get with the right person, I'm gonna be honest with you. If he get with the right person, he's gonna be bad. He's gonna be hard to handle. If DJ Grant ever get his car straight now, he's gonna be hard to handle. Now, for his talking shit and getting the steps right, both of them can be tied up kind of easy sometime.
Hold on,
Latone. Yes, sir.
I'm sure you got the same. I got some breaking news just in, and it was on Motown Muck. DMX, a Whiplash racer, said that my racing team, ride or die, nightmare.
Hey, Meatball, how somebody find somebody with that mic, man, with them kids in the background and mute that, man?
I'm trying to find it right now, guys.
We,
I mean, whoever
got
kids, man, y'all know
who
y'all is, man. Just stop it.
And plus, why would you want your kid to hear all this cussing we doing? hey, before you ask that question, people, I got a good question to ask right now. Cause okay, now, Fuzz, I know Biz personally, I know Lil Tone personally, I know Kimo personally. What I mean by personally, I know they when they said a bet, it's a bet, and they money good. Now all these goddamn people doing all these motherfucking lock-ins. And ain't nobody put no fucking money up. Shit come up and the motherfuckers don't show up. Who's gonna come on here and straighten out all these lockups everybody got them? Because we got so many goddamn lockups, it's a goddamn shame. And ain't nobody exchanged no fucking money yet.
Hey, you could put Wayne in that. I know you said you can't say you know a person, but you could put him in that same category. When he says lock, it's lock. No problems with it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying people that I can vouch for that
right,
I know
right,
good
right,
their
okay.
money. That's what I'm saying. But I'm, you see where I'm coming from, man? Do you realize, just like you just said, Biz, you got a motherfucker locked up. You know who the fuck he is.
Oh, you know what? But see, this lockup, I should have said it. I told Mousy that if he show up, we going to race. If he don't show up, it ain't locked. I gave him that because he was talking so much, and he said he don't know if his car's going to be ready. So I gave him that option. If
okay.
he show up from North Carolina, he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, I know him. I know Miles.
Right.
I know him.
Okay.
I know him.
Yeah. Yeah, I told him if he show up.
But my point I'm trying to make is we got a lot of guys that talk this shit on these radio stations. I think some of them just be want to hear themselves talking. And like I told you, money and a woman will fuck up any relationship. All these motherfuckers talking all this shit, and then when they don't come up with this goddamn punk out money cost.
Right.
$500 for y'all to be traveling out here expecting that if they don't show up to race, then that's a lick right there, brother.
Okay, but I think from Detroit, I think I got a race locked in. Kimo got a race in. I think Brian Davis got a race locked in. Now, I don't think you ain't got to worry about neither one of them three. Trust me.
Well, I know. As soon as Kimo saw me, he went in his pocket and peeled off, and we had been betting months ago. So,
I heard Kimo had that award locked in for payout of the year, punk out payout of the year. So, you know.
It's between him and It's between him and DJ Grant.
I heard he won it.
It's between him, DJ Grant, and Lethal Weapon, Real Tree. Between them three, they ought to get it. One of them ought to get it.
I heard Kimo won it on the Grudge Inc. side, and DJ got it on the NGRA side.
DJ Grant ain't no NGRA.
It don't matter. He won it.
Okay, I'll take that. I know my name good.
Hey, man. Hey, look. You better get the award for paying the punk off for being somebody who didn't pay it, like Hood Rat didn't want to pay that time.
No, okay. Now, let's get it straight. Soon as it was brought up, and soon as he got put on the carpet, he got that money to me in 10 minutes.
Right.
I got it. I got it to Lamb Leon, and I gave it to Leon and Larry and them. So
okay.
he did on his bet.
Okay. Now Meatball,
talk to me.
Now, you can ask me all these questions. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You think sometime in the near future you can get Johnny Quick to come on this talk show?
Hold on a minute, man. I heard Johnny Quick was a bad motherfucker. I see him on the video. I thought he was a bad motherfucker.
Okay, well, see, call me when you know he's a bad motherfucker. Not when
no,
you
no, no,
that
no.
One.
I'm asking you because like,
that was 4 years ago.
See all y'all unless we see, because you don't have as many videos, but every video I see him on, everybody's a little scared of him.
That was 4 years ago. That was in 2007.
Okay.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
You might wanna walk softly around his trailer too.
Last time me and him got next to each other in the parallel box, I could put a bus between the two of our cars. So I don't gotta walk soft. He needs to walk soft.
Hey Biz, what did he say when you went back up to his trailer and asked him did he want to try that again? What did he say?
He said no. At first he was going around telling everybody stay over till tomorrow and we can do it again. And you know what? I'm gonna put Johnny Quick and Dan Blackstang in the same sentence. They just get liquor and get fired up, but then reality step in when that liquor way off.
Blackstang is going
out,
Biz. I can't let you say that. That man will go.
He'll go a little junior.
Well, who will he go with though, Tony?
Huh?
Who will he go with?
If Blackstain's car is running, that man will race, man.
Race who?
He will race, but who?
He'll try anybody.
Okay.
Hey, man.
So,
Why him and Jimbo ain't never race?
You say what?
Him and Jimbo ain't never race. Jimbo on his third car.
The man car ain't been running in a while.
It was running all last year. It was in that shootout.
It was running last year. He was at that shootout.
Did you see it after the shootout? He broke it at the shootout.
And Tony, don't get me wrong. Black Day
was
one of my favorite people. But
that was an awesome.
Get in your lane.
Stop it.
Get in your lane.
The shootout was in August. Stop it. It's snowing in October. Stop it.
Hey, Biz and Tone, I got something for one of y'all governors. I got something for one of y'all governors. I can't promise it. That's why I ain't been on the show talking no shit. But if I got my shit together, G-Shot got that back tie, I promise his motherfucking ass.
You say what?
I ain't talking no shit now, but if I got my car together, G-Shot, I'm going to give him that back tie and lean him when he come down there.
He asked for the break. He asked for the back tie. He asked for the break.
No, this was a race I promised him a long time ago. Ain't no motherfucker
about
to get nobody no goddamn break just because they say they're going to turn the fucking juice off. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, hold on, Mr. Latone, can you bring in 586-6455?
Hell, been trying to bring it in. He say he having problems with the board.
No, he's in. I got him in. 586-6455. His mic's open.
Speak up, sir.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can't hear you.
Hey, man, this is the best videographer in the world, Peso Production. I just got to say, I'm going to be down there in Mississippi, but I got a question for Wayne. And Never Scared. My question is this. I need to borrow a motor. Can I have your motor, sir? Where you go, man?
Need some soap. Need some soap.
Hey, so he felt you asked a dumb question, so he didn't respond.
Yeah, I know. No, but what I wanted to say, though, was
No. I said he could borrow a motor. He just can't borrow B motor.
Okay, there we go. All right, that's my one question. My second question is, whoever that guy was talking about that gap, we can lock in right now for $1,000 or better, because Kimo ain't going to get gapped by nothing Biz got. And I have five GoPros on that.
Hey, hold up a minute. This is just what I'm talking about. Now, here we got with another fake-ass motherfucker. If you got so much goddamn money to bet, why don't you have your own goddamn motor then?
Motherfucker, I have my own motor and my own car. I'm retired.
The money you going to bet on that gap, get your goddamn motor at the pawn shop.
Nah, that's good. You're all right. I want to record your face.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
This IBET right here.
Oh, Lord. No, he can't be. He don't holler loud enough, so it ain't that bad.
No. Okay, without the ignorance.
He pretty too, dog. He real pretty.
Uh-oh, he pretty DJ Grant?
yeah, he real pretty.
I'm gonna let him sleep on the top bunk.
Yes, sir.
DJ Grant got the curls. I got the waves, man. We gonna get all the ladies after the race. But listen,
I'm gonna tell you this, so we can help your career. If Kimo or White Trash line up against Lil Junior, point the camera. That camera you put on the back quarter panel, point it forward. And if you point it backwards, you ain't gonna see nothing. It's going to be some roasted body time in the film. All right,
hey,
back
man,
to your regular scheduled program.
Hey, we're going to do that. That's all I want to say. But I see all y'all down in Mississippi.
Stop it, Biz.
Hey, Biz, that's the gap cam, ain't it?
Yeah. They had it on Jimbo car down in Macon. You ain't seen no more YouTube clips, have you? It wasn't no good of interspace.
Hey, we've been posted there, man.
It's called the Gap Cam.
That video been posted.
The Gap Cam, man.
That video been posted. You didn't
see
it?
The Gap Cam?
You didn't see it?
I seen it from the front. I ain't see nothing.
I'm serious. You didn't see the video?
Nope.
Yeah, I've
seen
it where you got
nothing to see back there.
I mean, it ran out of gas. I had a man down there said he wanted to send a picture of the race. I told him I couldn't do it. Let's not send him two pictures because I couldn't get y'all in the same frame.
Hey, Meatball.
Talk to him, man.
Hey, can you get Young Money on here, man? Because, you know, Young Money is my prediction for Race Team of the Year in 2013. I think the boys over there going to do some things, man.
Well, before we find Young Money number, Wayne, you got Grey Goose will be out. The Grey Goose will be out in 2013. And I don't know which no ET it's going to go out down at, but the Green Machine will go. It's going to try you.
And the Grey Goose. The Grey Goose does have a theme song that come with it this year. Baby, if you give it to me, I give it to you. You know what I want.
The Green Machine will be coming. Head up, motor to motor.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
I heard that you were selling your great car. That was rumor. That wasn't factual.
No, it actually was true, man, but I just couldn't part ways with it, man. I just couldn't do it, man. It's part of the family now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
unasked question. Can y'all get King Stupid on the phone? Because he was talking all that shit about how he going to whoop everything, come down the Lehman on 28th.
Who was that?
King Stupid.
King Stupid.
King Stupid.
He talking about King of the Street?
Hey, I got a question. It's almost like a broad question. It's kind of bad, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. All right, we all know that Killing Time is the Extreme 29 champion.
Right.
He sold his car.
The belt.
So,
he already got to get a belt up. I already called him and told him he needs to send that belt. The belt is already supposed to be gave up.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask. So can't nobody call him out now, and 30 days he getting that belt because he can't make it?
Okay, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you about the belts. Anytime you call somebody out and they don't make the call, you don't just automatically get the belt. It goes up and it's got to be won on the shootout.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he already know to get. He got to get a belt up.
Okay. So if he come out with another 29 car.
If he come out with another car, he just come out with one. He ain't got no
okay.
belt. The belt was for that
okay.
car that he has.
So
it's just like
okay.
when the Gangsta Boo got wrecked. The Gangsta Boo can come back if he ain't already put his belt up because he ain't ready to race in a certain amount of days because he had an accident, and then he got to still come back out and try to win the belts back again. But Killing Time can't come back with another car and still have the belt.
Okay. All right. I'm going back on.
Will the Gangsta Boo be out this year?
Yes, sir.
I talked to him today. It is confirmed the Gangsta Boo will be back.
Hey, Meatball.
Okay.
Hey, Ball. Hey, now, what would you say about Whiplash Racing?
Whiplash Racing said Ride or Die Racing team, which is the team I'm with, Nightmare is coming. I want to know, I don't know if anybody can see DMX in the host queue, we can click in and, you know, tear it up because he did post it on Motown Muscle, what car he trying to engage with us with. How he's sitting.
Now, didn't you guys at the end of the year, did him and Skip, didn't they race?
They went down the track. I don't know if it was for any money or whatever. But that was talking about his yellow car?
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm hearing he's coming out with a new car.
Will the yellow thing be in Lena, Mississippi, the yellow thing?
You talking about the one you scared of is?
Yeah, the one that I ran him head up and gave him a clip.
You must be talking about. I don't know.
Hey, Biz and Tony and Kimo, is all y'all on the phone? I got a question to ask y'all guys.
Yeah, I'm
serious. Hey, just a question now, and it's serious because I heard some people talking about it. Wouldn't it be cheaper once y'all come down there, like in the winter months, to just leave y'all car down there with somebody that you trust, that you know going to take care of your shit, and it'll be cheaper for y'all just to fly down here when they got a race to race y'all car? That's not a funny question. I'm just asking because it seems like to me, why the hell you pulling that car all the way back up there if y'all can't race it for another 3 or 4 months? I'm just asking. I know it sounds stupid, but it ain't stupid, though. What I'm saying is somebody that you trust with your car, you know. You got some people that you can trust to take care of your shit.
My car is Georgia.
Well, I'm just saying, though, I'm asking the question because I know that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, dog.
Is that feasible? Wouldn't that be more economical than feasible?
Dog, that's what I'm saying. My car's in Georgia. So, yeah, my car in Georgia. I'm in Chicago and my car in Georgia.
Right.
And another thing, dog, a lot of us during the winters when we work on our cars, so leaving down south would be, you know, kind of productive.
I got you. But what if you're working on them? You don't need to work on them, because I mean, saying is what can you really be doing in the wintertime to work on them when you can't really test them to see what you're doing, working on them, and doing you any good?
Well, like you said, a lot of us are not mechanics or chassis builders, so we send them to shops, and you know, them shops will keep you 2-3 months.
Hey, see, I just want to know. I mean, that's knowledge. You know, if you don't know, you ask the question. It's probably somebody out there that want to know. It's probably a lot of people that want to know the same shit I just asked. We're just ashamed to answer.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what, dog? What we need to kind of get in the same frame of mind as you.
You know, the change study should change this one thing at a time, so you'll know
one
what
at a time.
Made you pick up.
Yes,
and
sir.
What made you slow down. So
that's what a lot of motherfuckers fuck up. They go change 50 different goddamn things, don't know what the hell helped them or hurt them. You change one thing at a time and go from there.
Yeah.
Yep. That is true.
Hey, G-Shot, you out there?
G-Shot no Wayne's on the phone, so he ain't gonna say shit.
I'm in. Oh, there he is. Okay, yeah, I know he's on the line. He was trying to get in, man.
Yeah, I'm in.
G-Shot, what's happening, man?
Man, what you doing?
Man, G-Shot, I've been hearing some bad things about you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of bad thing?
Man, one day I heard you was looking for that bumblebee. I said, man, that man must be on some, that man is signed up for substance abuse class.
Shawanda whispered that in my ear.
Hey, Tony, you know G-Shot stay out down in Kentucky where they make that corn whiskey at, man. You might have been drinking that day.
Yeah, I've been drinking some moonshine. Fuck it.
G-Shot, will you be in Lena, Mississippi?
Yes.
You say what?
Yes.
Okay. I'll pick you anything. That's all I need to know.
Lena, Hattiesburg, South Georgia Motorsport Park, and back home.
Hey, D-Shot, I think little Tony's going to play patty cake on that egg.
Yeah, he can try.
He's going to have to get in line.
Yeah. He can try.
Dog, so what you referring to? You got something for this guy, too?
Well, I promised G-Shot a raise. I promised G-Shot the back tie. I ain't gave it to him yet, because I ain't want to talk too much shit. But as soon as I get my shit together, I'm going to get in the back tie, and I'm going to stick my fist all the way up his ass.
I like it when you talk dirty to me, but I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Shit, I like to talk dirty anyway, because if I don't do it, I can see it get me a nut.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to have to do, fellas. If we're going to be racing with my car on motor, whoever's going to be running me with it on motor, they're going to have to let me know, because sometime I'm going to have to change the gear and the converter at the motel.
G-Shot, do what you got to do to win, man. Don't nobody run on no damn motor around. Do what you got to do to win, brother.
Listen, dog. I got one toot on that junky-ass motherfucker.
Hey, you got on there what you wanted on that,
run.
You got what you wanted on that, sir. Hey.
But somebody like fucking K-9's G-Body, I'll try that on one kid. But I ain't going to try somebody on 10 kids.
You bought what you wanted. You try what you want on one kid. Jigs and Summit. And then if you remember Grudge, you can get a discount. You can buy many motherfucking kids your car can stand.
Well, I can run it however I want to run it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So quit looking at how many goddamn people.
And now, if
you
decide to run me with that motherfucking Camaro, I'm gonna run slick the fuck over.
G-Shot. You ain't gotta worry about all that. The Grey Goose is coming down there to lay the golden egg up in your ass. All right.
That's good. So I'm gonna leave it set up for motors for the first day or two, I guess.
I don't care what you do. Long
that's what I'm
that
trying to tell you. Run the motherfucker and win. We don't have a goddamn your own motor.
I don't got two cars, motherfucker.
You ain't got
but
two
up.
Tires on that motherfucker.
One car. So I switch it back and forth. If I want to run it on motor, I'm gonna run on motor.
Yeah,
if
I
know,
so we don't give a damn. Don't tell
us.
Run it the way you want. Ain't nobody ask you how the hell you run it.
All right, well, I'm going to run Wayne motor to motor, motherfucker. And if I'm going to run somebody nitrous to nitrous, I got to change the gear in the converter.
Hey, that's your motherfucking problem.
I ain't
going to
be down there all
weekend either
set up on motor or set up on nitrous. I ain't going to slow it down on motor with it set up for nitrous, and I ain't going to slow it down on nitrous with it set up for motor.
Don't nobody give G-Shot. A goddamn high set up. You're going to get your asshole handed to you.
Hey, G-Shot, call me.
They better have something.
G-Shot, this one ain't talking. Call me 2 weeks before the race. Let me know what we're going to do, okay?
Are we going to do it? If you bring, just like we got, if you bring the car, we're going to do it.
Okay. You're the reason I'm bringing the car. Other than that, I won't bring it.
It's good. I'm going to have the car there. I'll leave it set up for motor for the first day.
It don't matter. Just two
man, lock that in, man. Skip that. Lock that in.
Yo.
Hello, hello.
What up,
Wayne and G-Shot, lock that in.
Hey, G-Shot.
That's on G-Shot.
Yeah. Slow your ass down, man.
No, should not let him in.
Hey, you know what? I know that ain't that far from Chicago. I know it ain't that far, motherfucker, Leon. Leon, please tell me that ain't him.
Hell yeah, V. Wayne, what the fuck?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Leon then took his medicine. He still fucked up.
If Leon got out here and beat somebody like the way he been talking on this internet, he'd be a bad man.
Hey, G-Shot, all I can do is slow down. Wayne, I ain't finna go and talk all that shit.
Wait, man. Why do you and Three Lug get on the phone, man, and get in people's gamble, man? What is wrong with y'all, man? Who do y'all think y'all are, man?
G-Shot drive with us. G-Shot drive our car,
man. Look, man.
You don't let Jimbo go and run. Hell no, get
out, man. Matt, get out my gamble, man. You know what? If you want to race this car, I'll race you. My small block, your big block.
Hey, Wayne, are you down here? Your ass in there?
No. Do you want to race?
I'm going to stop all that. I ain't locking no money in. I ain't doing none of that. You just had your ass in Lena, goddammit. We're going to find out who's the man who's
okay,
down there.
Get out my gamble. Push the one button. Mute yourself.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. I ain't going to let it
out. No. Hey, look. I ain't waste all this time with you, man. Get out my camera.
Hey, G-Shot, slow your ass down, man. That's all I'm going to tell you. Hey, that's the closest gap I'm going to get.
So you telling the man with a big block to slow his ass down and get the man with a small block. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, Wayne, that's all I got to say. You say get off your gap. That's my man. That's all I'm telling you.
But you still
that's
talk.
What I'm telling him, man. If he want to go, I'm down with it. I'm through with it.
And
anybody
talking,
in that talk show don't like what I said, I don't get no fuck. Because everybody got their pick and choose of who they want to win and who they don't want to win. Make a fair race, man. And that's all I got to say. Hey, Leon, I agree with you.
Right.
He should make a fair race. Now get your ass down with this bumblebee. That's a fair race, motherfucker. Hey, you hollering hot mouth. You going to be a lean, ain't you? Yep. Okay. We have a nice day then. Ain't nothing else to talk about. You just making noise, that's all. Well, come on. You got a good guy coming. Come on, lock I wish in. I wasn't locked in. I stopped you, Detroit, because y'all fat mouthed, man. Y'all want something dead, man.
Hey, Tony.
You sound like...
Hey, Tony, do me a favor. I ain't going to talk to you no more, but ask him who has he beat from Detroit.
Hey, it happens to the best, Wayne. We all have problems. So when you have problems, that's what happens.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Let me back up, right? And this was all this year, right? You ran Yellow Thing, and what happened?
I had problems.
So you ran Little Tony, what happened?
I had problems.
Thanks.
How with that?
Not like you need to get
hey,
alone,
hey, I think they tell you to go see Dr. Seale.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, I'm going to give you a coward. Just like you said in the lab, I told you was a coward, too.
Hold on. Last
year,
that
came out and run you with that car.
Hold on, man. I'm going to let you talk, man. Last year, Fat Tuesday, didn't Jimbo offer you the best time?
Did he? Hell no. He wanted to run me head up. And I wasn't running.
No, you was getting the back tire. Don't play stupid.
Okay, yeah. But listen, man, don't bring nobody shit. We ain't finna talk about no mother in 2012, motherfucker.
Leon, I want you to understand something. We don't respect you in Detroit. We get left in the shit about your sorry ass.
I don't care. We don't respect you down here neither.
Wayne.
And you buy all the motors and all the cars you want to. You still barely win the race.
Go sit down somewhere, man. Go sit down somewhere.
Trying to say that man been a punching bag ever since we met. You say that man been a punching bag since we met him?
Yeah, you boys ain't got enough
heart
to make a punching bag out of me. You might whoop my car, but you ain't got enough
heart
to make a punching bag out of me.
Hey, look,
we
warm up against Leon
Dibby
going to race the rest of the guys from Chicago.
Hey, Wayne, don't look, Hey, Wayne, you don't know where he's from. He halfway between Detroit and halfway between Chicago. He don't know what to do. We ain't taking that motherfucker. Man, don't want that man, man. See, y'all can have that bitch. Excuse me, that guy. Hey, Wayne, hey, you sitting there running your hot mouth, but you look like a sack of bricks, man. You set up in Norwalk.
Ask your man really a lot of two times. You look the stupidest hell, just jacking that money off.
I call, you know what I did? I wish some of us could have been up there to get it.
I'm gonna tell you something, Leon. If your driver ever red light twice, you had that same motherfucker look on your face too.
I might have lost.
Motherfucker, what's wrong with you, man?
Still, you can win, and you still didn't win, and that was a weak ass boo up there, and you still
hey,
didn't.
Leon, I raced.
That weak ass boo you talking about,
Will
being loose. Better watch how you talk.
That's fine. Y'all get it together then. All y'all do is just bring them cars and all this talk show is all good and daddy. Y'all get them cars together. Come on. Let me see how fast y'all going to want to shake down, how many times y'all want to test.
But Leon, you got to understand now. You done fell so far behind. You got to race our slow cars first.
Hey,
we waste our time on you.
Well, I would take a slow car and test it too just to see where the ball fly, where you got to be at.
Hey, look, you know what? We got a car for you, too. Hey, Tim. Tim got some 22s on his car. We're going to try you with him first.
All right.
Tim.
I'm going to tell you something real good. You got
Tim,
all the money
you want
to have, all the money in the world in Detroit. You ain't did nothing. You ain't doing nothing. You probably got more money than me. You can't give me nothing because I ain't going to lock nothing in. I ain't going to do nothing. I'll just tell my man to slow his tail down. And that's that. Now all that other stuff, y'all, I'll see you in Lita. And you know, and that'll kill
all that. Will you get Leon the break, man?
I'll get that man the break, man. Lock him in, Jimmy.
Come on, lock in, Leon.
You must have rolled that daycare bus. Lock in, man. You don't understand what I just told you.
Lock in, Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah,
man.
22's
on his car, man.
I wouldn't say what. What is it you don't understand?
Talk to me and tell me.
Hey,
hey,
you're a man,
ain't you? That's how you talk a man to a corner and make you put his skirt up.
You probably bag your own ass to a corner. Ain't nothing being bagged up over here.
Hey, man. You ain't nothing to us, man. Sit down. You ain't nothing.
You ain't either. You can buy a lot of toys, you can buy all the cars, and you can put all the money in it. You ain't did nothing. You can get that money like I did. You're going to try it again.
I got to do
a
racing, man. What do I got to do
with
racing?
That is racing.
Bad parts ain't racing. What do I got to do with racing, man? Let's talk about racing. Let's talk about bad parts and all this. Talk about racing, man.
Hey, really, you shouldn't be talking about racing because you can't do nothing just like me. Looking outside in the cold.
I'm
going to
drive my shit right now.
But, Tim, I will admit this. I do feel bad talking shit to Leon because I did make money off of him. So I really feel bad.
You know what, Wayne? I made money off of you, too. I made money off of you when you started taking the red lights on. So what's the difference? Leon, you ain't talking about nothing. This ain't my show, man.
Y'all go ahead.
Hey,
I'm
Leon.
On mute, man. Let somebody else talk, man.
Leon.
I'm listening.
Where you go, Leon?
I'm listening.
Hey, lock Wayne's ass in for anything he want to run for, and a fifth of scotch. That's all he needs something to drink and run for. We can knock his ass off in Lena.
That's what he's going to have anyway. You know he's going to get drink to find excuse. I didn't want him to get drunk when he go out.
Lock Wayne, lock your ass in for anything he want to run for. He ain't shit.
Hey, you heard what I said. All he got to do is let him get fucked up. When he gets fucked up, he going to go off, so he going to lose a bunch of money anyway.
Lock his ass in tonight. I'll probably make a ride to Detroit to take his monkey ass and money, because I don't think he's going to do shit.
I ain't gonna like nothing here with them dude, man. Let them keep buying cars and buying motors. Come on, let them get the lean and watch how quiet it be. We ain't gonna give no talk, so watch what the excuses is gonna be with the mothers up there.
Hello, I'm here, this is me.
I ain't locking nothing in with them. I told me
you
to move up.
Hey, what you got, dog?
Hey, Phil, could you bring
what
in,
you got?
313-9502?
What was it, 313 what?
9502.
9502?
9502.
Okay.
Hey,
who's that coming to lock in?
I told you I'm gonna lock in with you, man. He ain't scared of you.
Okay, what you got?
I'm gonna put my money on Leon. I don't care about it. I'm the one of them. I'm gonna put my money on Leon.
That's cool. Okay,
I got my
own
cover.
I'm
not. I can't beat you, but I can bet with you.
Okay, well, when the owner ready, go ahead. But y'all go ahead. You know, let them talk. There's a show going on.
Street King, you with us?
Sure.
Street King.
Hey, where Wayne at, man? Where Wayne at? Hey, where y'all got Wayne at? Wake the dead up.
Man,
Wayne going to
look
at the store.
Three lugs.
You know they online. We're waiting there. Tell him we got a normal with a big back on. We'll beat the fuck out of with that Mustang he got.
Hey, Tony.
Tony. Go ahead and see it.
Hold on, guys. Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, have him hit his one button, man, because I can't find him on here. You got to hit his one button.
He got a DUI right now.
Button. We're looking for you, Street King. Hit your one button.
Hey, is me still on there?
There he is. I got you. Here we go. All right, baby, you there?
Aaron, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Street King, you there? You go, baby.
Hello?
What's happening, man?
Man, what's up? What's this Leon spitting out of my mouth about Norwalk? I bet he won't try to shit in Hattiesburg.
What was that full ass Malibu he said you got?
Now lock in.
Hello?
Hey, why y'all sitting out of Hattiesburg? Why don't y'all get y'all ass down and Lena? Y'all scared of Lena?
That's what he's talking about. He's saying Lena.
I'm going there. You make sure you show up there.
Hey, look, you hear what I just said? Got a back half Noble. All steel, big block. Get your ass down.
I want to fuck your car up since you want to talk about me.
You don't do shit, man. Get that shit down. That's
I fucked
all I
you
got
up
to
once
say,
and man. You ain't spit your name out my mouth. I drug your ass with a yellow car. You ain't said shit about that race. You should be trying to run that race back.
You know why I ain't saying about that shit? Because you been going to the racetrack and ain't seen no yellow thing nowhere. Closest person come out of Detroit with Wayne
Dude,
ain't nobody gonna trick you, dog,
because
you want that race. That wasn't nothing.
I tell you what, I got a back half car, a Malibu. You got that Camaro. You bring your ass down there, I'm fucking you up.
Get your ass down there.
I'm to fuck you up.
You ain't gonna do shit. Fuck what you're doing right now. Running your hot ass mouth.
I bet you won't get your ass down.
You heard what I said. Get that piece, that puppy down there. I got something for you. Just get your ass down.
Now you got something. I want your car first. Let me
fuck
you.
Hey, look, you just heard what I just said. I got several cars now. Like, y'all bring the bus home, I'm bringing the bus home, and I can drive any one of them.
That's
a
rough cookie, man.
Hey, look.
Hey, you know, all I'm saying here, we just went to Macon. What was all this garbage I did when we went to Macon? And I couldn't get down the track. But I guarantee you, my twins, if they'd have got to Macon, I would beat the shit out of them, because I want the race.
Leon, be quiet for a second. Leon, do you have a problem running this man?
All the problem I got running that man is get his ass in Lena. Stop hollering Hedinburg, man. Get the ass in Lena. It's going to be in Lena. It's going to rain the rest of the week.
I'll be down there Thursday night.
That's fine.
I'll fuck you up Thursday.
Calm down, bro. You ain't acting like you don't do nothing. Just making noise right now.
You ain't right. Shit. You never been shit. You talking about me, red-headed motherfucker?
Hey, get that junk you got down there, boy. Ain't no need to
Leon,
get that.
Leon.
I ain't got
Leon.
No junk. You got the junk when you see that motherfucker. You got to get off.
How you gonna say this man ain't gonna do nothing when he already whipped your ass this year?
Wait, you on the phone.
I'm gonna make you take that mama shit off your car.
Can you stop talking about that real bad? Hey, Wayne. We got a back half though with a big block in it, man.
Leon, you got a back half, man.
We got a back half Nova, man. You holler that bullshit, man. We got a back half Nova for your Mustang.
What's wrong with that Camaro?
I want everything in drag racing you can afford to give it to me. Since you ate. You know you ate off a boost. So don't act like you don't accept nothing. I'm taking it if you give it to me.
We want that back half Camaro.
I'm going to be down there, so don't worry about that. You just be down there.
Man, lock in, man. Ain't nobody gonna lock in, man.
Y'all go catch the bus again. Ain't nobody locking no money in.
Yesterday
started this talk show about the race down there. Y'all trying to find lock in race. Get the ass down there, because y'all gonna get paralyzed when you get down there.
Man, I'm gonna knock your ass on the concrete. That's what I will. I'm gonna knock your ass on the concrete.
With three lugs being
lean in
Mississippi.
Three lugs gonna be all over the South.
Yeah, I'm going down in there, too.
What's in America? Three love going to be. You know damn well three love going to be there.
Don't stop going down there. I'm just trying to determine how much money I need to bring. Since you're going to bring, man. They don't have a bus down there. Listen, that's going to save me some money. If you and three love going to be there, I'm coming out there, bet y'all on ass, win y'all money, and then you just have to
get what beer is that? Hey, Ben, if Ben's on the phone, I got you, Tony.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you.
Ben, Wayne, where you at? Pay that punk out money. Give me that punk out money.
I'm gonna come clean off that trailer and run Tony hot ass off. They gonna lock all these races. I'm gonna see if they gonna pay some of my money off. Pay that off, and I'm gonna turn this race over to I'm gonna turn this race over to Tony. I'm gonna see how good he really is. Off the trailer, motherfucker. Hello,
Leon.
That's what I thought. So I ain't got to talk about him. I'm locked in to run beer, so I'm gonna leave that alone. Now, if one of y'all won't pay one of them punk out money, I'll run you cloud clean off that trailer.
Why you always hollering off the trailer? You got 1735s on your car. You got a four. You got a damn 4 mile car, man. I got a street car. Why would you need to leave me alone then?
Quit talking about me, because this is what I built. And you built what you built.
I'll race you. I ain't going to leave you alone.
You got a pig, though, man.
You got a pig, too, because every time you go somewhere, you got to work on that job.
I'll race him.
I might not go straight, but I'm going down. Every time you go to oil pressure, break the motor, can't get off the line, flywheel break. Junk, you got pretty junk. Pretty junk. That's what the name should be. Pretty junk.
But I got your money, though.
That ain't nothing. You ain't getting nothing. $1,200 ain't no money. I jacked it off the club house. Shit, that ain't nothing.
Well, come on.
You want something. Now you told him where that. I thought you want something. $1,200 ain't no money.
I mean, that's as far as I could get you to go.
You was a lie. You was trembling with that. We had more money than that. $1,200. So talk about some of y'all want to pay that punk out money, give me that money, and y'all get your ass off that trailer. Whoever hollering them big ties and all that, put their ties on with our gang. Come on.
Hey, you the only one with big ties.
I'm sorry. Detroit can't afford it.
I didn't even know they still sold them big motherfuckers, man.
I didn't even know they sold people like you.
That's the man ever been on
tires back in the day.
Leon, who have you beat?
Hey, man, talk about something, man. We ain't going to burn this man's show with who have you beat. That question been asked already. See, I know you, Sloan. You asked the same question.
What? That's because you ain't asking.
That's why I'm trying to figure out who the fuck it is.
You know what? Hey, look, I'm going to give y'all some good shit. Whoever want to pay that punk out money off, whoever coming from Detroit, CLA wants some action, get their ass off that trailer, else. They can cut their mic off, put their mic on mute. Other than that, you ain't talking about nothing. I'm going to see how fast and how good she really is. You probably talk good on the phone. I bet you won't talk good on that 660.
Hey, I bet you won't do that one. Hey, Leon.
Then get your ass down. Now, y'all bad enough. Y'all do that. Let's see who's going to just be the talking
guy. Ain't nobody traveling 1,000 miles to race off the trailer on a track that he never been on.
Man, you full of shit because you tried to do chemo, motherfucker.
Stop it, man.
With your yell ass.
Stop it, man.
Be drinking again.
I mean, you have two helmets with his retarded ass. Walk around here. Come on, man. Just, you know,
man, you
just
told Kimo
it,
you
man,
was gonna
please.
Pay the punk out money for y'all to get out, motherfucker.
Hey, look,
nobody man. Gonna say that.
Hey, man. Look, ain't nobody going for that, man. That's
okay, well, okay, we done talking about it then.
Dude, I can't tell you, Lena, before Mississippi, before Hattiesburg, I can't tell if it's behind it. Ain't
Lena,
nobody ever been to Lena, man.
Yeah,
but
first, man.
We coming to support. Grudge Inc., Big Clark, and Gadget and Race, man. So if you want to help out the cause, man, set up with some good races where you really
serious. I got that to get set up. All I'm trying to do, all that hot box.
Get engaged, man.
Y'all should do what you're supposed to do. I know if
okay.
I talk my shit as y'all do, I'd have been fucked up the world.
Okay, my question to you is, why didn't you lock in Beers and Chemo for Off the Trailer?
They don't want to do that.
Okay, and nobody else wants to do it, so why you keep screaming at, man?
Why? Because y'all jugging. Like you said, saying the man, put y'all
okay,
jugging.
Okay,
y'all
okay,
the way,
okay.
So,
Leon,
I can do
Leon,
it.
Leon,
you
Leon,
to find a sucker.
Leon,
I think I got
I would rather you say, let me knock off them two guys first, and then we'll talk.
You
but
know,
don't sit here and try to act like people don't want to race you, man. Ain't nobody racing off the trailer, man.
Okay,
we try to go down here and have
my...
a good time and engage, man. Keep it real, man. What's
the 100? Certain people I treat like that. That don't mean you got to go. Who is you? You just like that. You eat, sleep, and shit. So what's the difference? Cross you down the ass because you're a fool and you fall for it. Keep your mouth closed on how much you get fed.
Hey, Leon. If I run you off the trailer, you give me the back tire?
I ain't giving you shit. Put a big motor in your car. You got a couple weeks to do it. And what's the problem? We still got time to do it. Switch motors, rear, switch tires. You can get like me if you want to.
You got the advantage.
I don't know what I got. All I know is when you met me,
you
this is what I had.
Evidently,
so what's the difference?
You feel like you got advantage because you're hollering off the trailer. We keep saying,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
But
hey, man, if you feel somebody going to go for something, man, why not try? If they don't try, okay. Have a nice day. That's why
okay,
they call it drag
exactly,
racing, man.
Yeah. If I run you off the trailer down in Lena, what kind of money are you talking about?
Whatever, Wayne. About $6,000.
This is not Wayne. If I run you off the trailer, what kind of money are you talking about if I jump out there like that?
Why don't you just jump out there? I'm going to have enough money with me. We won't run for no $1,200.
What
I'm going to keep it real with you. We ain't running for no $1,200. Now go
okay.
pay that punk out money, and I'm going to run for something real nice. That's what you do. You ain't the only one got money up here.
Hey, I ain't got a quarter. I got to start calling around the ante up, but I'm trying to see what kind of
well,
money you're
I ain't asking you what you got to do. I don't even want to know none of that. All I'm saying, if y'all feel like y'all with me, this is 2013, you got to do, put your big motor in your car, put big tire, put Willie Bob.
I'm a whoopee with a stock suspension, small block.
So because
you're
gonna get down there, you ain't gonna have no oil pressure, then you ain't gonna be able to do shit.
I bet.
You know, you always have a problem with your car when you go somewhere anyway. And you talk about maybe you had a
Wayne
yeah, worst problem.
You about 12, Wayne just asked you about 12 races. Everyone, you had
problems. Wayne ain't talking about nothing.
I had problems.
He gave chemo. He gave chemo, but he turned around when I say something, he don't give me, he won't talk about. I'm talking crazy. I was just on the phone when he told Kimo what he was gonna do, and he was gonna pay them. He was gonna pay the lockup money. And you, and what you do, you say to buy. You told him don't do it.
I told you don't do it.
Do you remember that? Hold on, just ask my question, man. Y'all dudes don't like keeping that real. Then you remember telling Kimo, stop trying to make all them bets and deal with focus on one race? Did you tell Kimo that?
Kimo got my five races locked in, so my suggestion to the
family. Hey, man,
was,
you know what, man? Y'all, you dudes, you won't even keep it real, man. Don't even burn up your time on this phone like this.
If I run you off the trailer, I ain't never even been to Lena, Mississippi a day in my life. I run you off the trailer, man. What kind of money are you talking about running for?
What? Hey, man, you heard what I said. It ain't going to be $1,200, sir.
Tony, you don't want to do it. Backing up.
You don't know what the meaning is bagging up, man.
He's backing up.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. You don't know what the meaning is bagging up, sir.
Oh, well,
I know you're backing up.
He asked you.
He asked you.
You run it. Yeah, whatever. You heard what I said.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make somebody pay a puck out of money if I can go home and show you where I can tell you. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay, and I'm asking you.
Anybody trying to
raise you?
If I take that kind of risk of running you off the trailer, what kind of money is you talking about? That's a determining factor whether I bite or not.
Hello? Hello? Is he there?
Corner race, man. You know what time it is. That punk got money. You can do what you got to do, man.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? What's happening, man? It's Donye.
Donye, don't even talk, man. They having jokes right now.
Man, I had some legitimate questions, man. Y'all going hard on old Leon there, man.
Hey, Donye,
that man ain't nothing, man.
Well, they ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Hey, is Aaron still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, you running your car with Willie Bars or no Willie Bars, man?
No Willie Bars.
What we gonna do?
I don't know none of that.
Man.
I want some of Leon, though.
Man,
you don't
want to
run on motor.
I don't want to run on motor. I told you to sit on the side of me. Do what you got to do, because I am.
Hey, Aaron, what I got to do? Wait my turn?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
He
got an all-motor big block with a small shot on it.
I don't know.
Ain't no nice
small
shot. That's why he's saying that.
Just a little bit on it. That's it.
I don't know about that,
Paul.
I got a
hundred shot. Is enough to knock off Leon.
Oh, okay. I got an all motor big block with a small shot on it.
Okay, well, if you got an all motor big block,
yeah.
I'll run you my small block motor to motor.
I got a small shot on it.
No. Leak. Take the small shot off.
I ain't gonna take nothing off.
Hold on. Listen to my gamble now. Listen to me, Donye.
No, you already hit that chance. You don't get no more chance.
Huh?
You don't get no more chance.
What you mean no more chance? We knocked you off. You didn't knock us off.
Wait, I'm talking about with your all motor car.
Okay, so I'm gonna run you with your all motor big block to my small block.
I got a small shot on. Put you a small shot on.
Listen to me. And I'm
listen
gonna
to what I'm
time.
Saying. I'm not,
oh,
I'm
no,
not
no,
asking
no,
you to
no,
take
no,
nothing
no,
off.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no,
taking
no.
nothing off. Don't even
okay.
ask me to take nothing. I already took something off. I took my tires
okay.
off.
Now, yeah, you're not listening to my gamble now.
Raise that up.
Long as you ain't got matches on, you got your big tires and your only bottle.
Man, you not listening to my gamble. I already took something off. You take something off now.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, go back on mute, goddammit. Now, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Don't play, man.
No, it was my treat. You don't have to give me something. I can't write here, though.
Man, I'm not giving you nothing, man. You got the same thing I got.
No, I don't.
You got a big block on nitrous, man.
Come here, Bruce. Come here.
I ain't gonna put all the business out there, but you got a big block on nitrous, man.
Man,
you should be looking
got
for
no
me.
No woolly bars.
You should be looking for me.
Yeah, I don't got no woolly bars.
I ain't got none either. was going to be on 29 with no problem.
I'll tell you what. We'll take your nitrous off, and we'll run motor to motor then. I don't need my nitrous. I'm just going to hit a little bit.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock you in, man. You take the front tire off, and I'm going to give you the brake.
I had to put a whole bunch of nitrous on that motherfucker to carry the wheels out of the track.
Oh, man.
Pissing, though.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, I can't do that like that. I want to fuck your man up.
I'm going to
run up in him, then I'm going to run up in that Nova he got. Come on, Leon. We coming to play. You tricked me into one on Kahoot. Not this time. Hey, Leon.
Hey, man, you ain't talking about nothing. I've been going to Mississippi for the last 7 years. Y'all boys just stopped. So why you ask a dumb question like that, man? Come on, act like you got some brains, man. You just started going to Mississippi.
Hey, Wayne. Come on off mute, man.
What up, though?
I'm going to give him a get back this year.
But Jimbo ain't got that car no more.
I know y'all ain't slowed down, so what you saying?
Hold on. Jimbo ran you with 29s with a ladder bar. That same motor's going to be in white trash with a 28, no wheelie bar.
So what you telling me is...
Not suspension.
So what you telling me, y'all slowed down?
I don't know yet. I ain't made a pass in the car yet.
Well, I'm gonna make y'all. I'm gonna sit back and let y'all make some passes. I already know if y'all feel good, y'all gonna try something.
I mean, exactly. You know how we do. Exactly. You know we look good.
Yeah, like
real good. But if for some reason white trash ain't ready, we'll be lining up with the goose on mode.
Ain't scared like Leon.
I'm going on mute. Who's that, Jimbo?
Hey, Wayne. Wayne still there?
He on mute.
All right, we listening there. Hey, this Melvin, once I get down there leaving, I'll make me a couple passes of what I'm in. I'm going to be looking for him.
You going to be looking for me, Melvin?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking for Wayne. Him in that white trash.
Oh,
who's that, Melvin?
Yeah, I thought you were looking for me, too, man.
No. I got to take care of Wayne first.
Wayne,
you
got to
figure out six passes first. Don't forget that.
I said what?
He at home.
I think Wayne gonna have to make about six passes.
I don't care what he got to do, man. I get me a couple shakedowns and what I'm coming in. I'm looking for him because I'm gonna stop that mouth he got. He got a big mouth and I don't like his mouth. Ain't but one way for me to stop that mouth. It's the butt busting him in his ass.
Hey, Melvin, ain't Wayne up there with you?
Wayne up here. He ain't with me. He up here. But
I'm right here in his backyard.
Yeah.
And you don't want to play with me.
No, I don't want to play with you. I'm going to bust that ass. It ain't about a play thing, dog.
You don't want to play with me.
No. Hey, I'm going to play with you, but I'm going to bust that ass. I'm going to tell you what
you
I'm
going
to do.
You don't want to play with me.
Like I told you before, you ain't nobody.
The only thing I hate about beating Melvin is his booty hole so big, I ain't going to get nothing out of him.
Yeah, well, you can talk all that. You can talk all that shit
you
want. You
know what I mean?
But after I get my couple shit down, and the first motherfucker I'm looking for, I'm leaving, is your punk ass motherfucker. You can believe that. That's what I'm coming to Mississippi for, your ass.
That's all?
Well,
it's
all the people down there that I'm going to race and I'm going to have fun with, but Wayne is the first one that I want. This is the real grudge race that's going down when we get there.
Okay. Damn, that shit sounds good as a motherfucker.
Yep, I'll be there.
Hey, that ain't fair, Wayne, is it?
No, but it sounds good, though. At least he's talking, you know what I mean? But when he get down, that'll be a whole other story, eh?
I got to raise somebody, man. He's kind of like mine. I need some of that.
I can come to whatever. It don't make
no
difference. I come here for Wayne.
He ain't bringing the Malibu. He bringing the Mazda. the Mons or whatever. So.
Oh, the new car?
Is that locked in?
Yeah, one of them 2,200 pound chassis cars against my
stock. It weighed the same thing that white trash weighs. So what you worried about the weight for?
You know what? I know my car weighs more, but that's not part of our stipulation, so we ain't even got to go there. Me and you got a
that's
race locked in.
All we got
we
to
got,
run. That's all
we ain't
got
to go back and forth and all that. You know what I mean, Melvin?
No, yep. We ain't going backwards and forwards. I'm just letting you know. Hey,
exactly.
I'm up here in Mississippi. I give me a couple shakes in, and it's right, and it's like I want it. It's going down.
Right. But look, just for the record, though, the race is locked in for Detroit, right?
We can have it. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're still racing in Detroit. We're going to race in Detroit.
But if things go right for me, if things go right for you, it can happen down south. That's what you're saying, right?
Right.
Okay, that's no problem. That's cool. I ain't got no problem with that.
All
right. That's all I was trying to get clear.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, wait, can I ask a question real quick, Wayne?
Go ahead.
It's Tao, by the way. Now,
okay,
on my show, you guys got into this.
Exactly.
Now, are you guys doing a different race?
A race is a race, man.
I'm just curious because
a bet is
I know,
a bet.
I want to just clarify. That's all.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah, I know he was giving me all kind of shit before and everything like that, but that I ain't even worried about none of that. All I want is another lane with him.
That's cool. That's cool with me. All right, that's good.
All right. I'm back on mute. Y'all have a good time at it.
Me too.
All right.
Who was that, man? Who was that? What who was that time I raced you?
That was Melvin.
Melvin, call me.
Oh, man, Melvin ain't did shit in 30 years, man.
Ponytail. Name Ponytail.
Yeah, man. It's just, man, we ain't.
Now y'all going to get it back up on the line now.
Pinks ain't been in Michigan in 5 years, man. Fuck, man.
Hey, who is that talking? Who is that Aaron? Who is that talking?
This Chemo, I wants to fuck you up because you can
get that too. I ain't got a problem with that. After I get a few shakedowns in, I run Wayne and you the backup man.
I'm gonna straighten your motherfucking hair out. You go out that back door, motherfucker.
I ain't got a problem with that.
I don't even wanna race you for no money, man. I want you to cut that ponytail off if I beat your ass.
But I tell you what, when we do that race like that, we'll do that race here at home, all right? We'll do that race here at home. I bet you on that. I ain't got a problem with that.
Man, I'm going to punish your motherfucking ass. See, good.
We'll do that here for the home crowd.
Who snores?
You do that right up on the starting line, huh?
Right on the starting line. After it's all over, we'll come right back up there. We'll do that.
Damn, I can't wait.
But you got to get by me first. But then when you don't get by me, I don't know what I want to do to you. So I just got to figure out something for that. All right.
Face the line up.